to help stop what he anticipates to be an increase in Haitian migrants fleeing the violence in their country. However, the Coast Guard says it has not seen a recent increase in Haitian migrants attempting to reach the U.S. by boat. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 133 points, the NASDAQ losing 18. This is SRN News.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy, it's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. One more nice dry day today before the storm system approaches that'll bring rain back into our forecast. Today, though, some high cloudiness, but a good bit of sunshine and warm for March with a high temperature up near 80. We're dry through the evening hours tonight, but the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms begin in the overnight hours. Then rain and storms become more likely on Friday and Friday night. The front will stall, and that'll keep the risk of showers and maybe a couple of thunderstorms in the forecast Saturday with a better chance on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. The Z700 series is the star of Kubota's line of zero-turn mowers, and our special spring pricing makes it easier than ever to take one home today. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
1819 News.
A nonprofit organization in North Alabama is sounding the alarm over unaccompanied migrant children and their placement here in the state. The executive director for Family Services of North Alabama, Sherry Hyatt, spoke with 1819 News reporter Daniel Taylor about these unaccompanied children. Marshall County has the highest number of these children being placed, and Hyatt says that once the child is placed by the Office of Refugee Resettlement, there's very little follow-up or tracking on how that child is treated. Hyatt says this increases the risk of that unaccompanied minor being mistreated, abused, and trafficked. Hyatt also points out that the children placed by ORR are also not tracked by DHR here in Alabama or law enforcement agencies, and that the homes they're placed in can go so far as to unenroll a child from school, and there will be no follow-up from the schools either. Hyatt says the child can go completely missing and become a ghost child who is then forced into sex trafficking or slave labor. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
The Montgomery Regional Airport announces a new partnership with Fly My Airport app. The new booking tool will allow for travelers to find a variety of domestic and international flights as well as travel packages at the lowest price possible. The partnership is designed to promote flying local through the Montgomery Regional Airport. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon. I'm Joey, he's Eddie.
Hey, buddy.
Why don't you say it that way? That's just a weird way to say it. You could have just said, hey, how's it going, everybody? We go, hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. No, is this me? Inviting, warm and inviting. That's all wrong.
Whatever you say, Randy. Hey, joining us now, good friend of the show, Jeff Deist. He is the general counsel there at Monetary Metals, former president of the Mises Institute for about a decade, has done some work on the Hill. I believe it was with Ron Paul at the time. Bylines all over the world of publications. Jeff, how are you doing this afternoon?
Afternoon, Joey. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. Let's start with what everybody's arguing about, I guess, in the news. We played Brian Kilmeade and Rand Paul arguing about it on Fox and Friends, and Brian Kilmeade, just, ugh. But what do you make of this latest round of, let's ban TikTok because China's bad?
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? I think it was Senator Paul who pointed out the other day that the ownership of TikTok is actually public and not exclusively Chinese by any stretch. There are, you know, public company owners all over the world, for example, including in the United States. But I think it's one of those things where, you know, you're blaming the tool, just like gun control, for example. In other words, TikTok's just a platform. It's just a video platform for mostly inane, moronic videos, Joey. But the idea that, you know, China is using it, we've heard this before, you know, it certainly sounds like Red Scare type mentality. And, you know, I think it's a sad day, really, for free speech, but also for private property in America. This idea that so-called conservative or Republican members of Congress or are basically calling for a change in control of a foreign company. I mean, it's not something they own. I mean, last time I checked, we were supposed to be a capitalist country where people own property and they control it, and people who don't own property have to buy it. So it's obviously a very jingoistic time, and whenever you see the left and the right joining on something, it's usually bad. I think that's a good rule of thumb, Joey.
Yeah, and you're old enough to remember, I know, though you're not old, I'm not saying that, that you remember, like, the...
What are you saying?
I'm saying that you remember firsthand, probably, the Patriot Act, post 9/11 era, and I only know it historically, really. I wasn't paying attention back then, but it seems like it's the same argument. It's the same argument of we need to fight misinformation so ISIS can't recruit online. It seems like everything they point at foreigners or for national security ends up being pointed back and used against Americans.
Well, if you look at the language of the bill that the House passed, it's very vague. It could theoretically be used to shut down websites as well, not just platforms. So it could very easily be applied to control or at least influence what you're allowed to see here in the U.S. as a domestic internet user. The other thing that we forget is that basically the digital world has been a wonderful end run around governments all over the world. In other words, citizens, normal people, could actually start to talk to one another online and maybe get a different perspective about what was happening in their particular countries than what we get, what we're allowed to get in just mainstream media. So I think the internet's an important tool that we don't want to lose. And so, the thing about this bill is that it just shows you sort of the view that our politicians have of us, that they don't have a lot of faith in us, they don't have a lot of trust in us to consume whatever information we care to, and then make whatever decisions we care to based on that. So again, it's really blaming the medium rather than the message. And are we so feeble-minded that something that would appear on TikTok or on a Facebook ad back in, this was the big thing about the 2016 election, supposedly been influenced by the Russians. That turned out to be just complete nonsense. So it shows really the lack of faith that our politicians have in us. And more importantly, it shows the scapegoating of obviously a huge and very powerful country in China, but nonetheless, there's not one China. It's a billion people. They all have diverse interests. We can't blame them for the actions of the Chinese government any more than you can blame us. And the Patriot Act was a perfect example of this sort of hysterical overreaction, the idea that Congress had to do something. And the threat posed by Islamic or Muslim terrorism at the time, back in 2001, my view was far greater than the threat posed by maybe Chinese information manipulation today. So it shows you that we have not really progressed in the sense that we don't really, our elected officials don't really believe in our freedom, because at the slightest provocation, they're willing to shut it down, what I consider a very flimsy pretext.
And again, folks, we're talking to Jeff Deist. You can always go to @JeffDeist on the X platform. And, there's a clip I played the other day, and this goes to along with something you were posting, I believe, on X the other day as well. It was a BET.
Joey, it's called Twitter. Damn it, it's called Twitter. It's a little blue bird. It's Twitter. I don't understand what this X is supposed to be.
On Twitter, you were posting about this the other day, and I was watching BET interview Black voters in Georgia, and a lot of guys, like one guy running a barbershop, a lot of small business owners are saying, I'm moving away from Biden considering Trump because of how hard it is to make ends meet. Like, I've been running this business for over a decade, and I really have never seen anything like this with the cost of running this thing. It's really tough. And yet the journalist doing the interview then cuts away and goes, oh, they just don't understand how good the economy's doing. Why this disconnect out there? And you just have to look at these folks and go, do you think that reporter really believes the GDP numbers, these midwits? But we see this over and over again. Don't believe your own eyes. Just believe what the government statistics say.
Yeah, it's so true. People feel it. We all feel it. And there's a million ways in which all these price increases are not directly reflected in, let's say, CPI index we get from the government. Also, the GDP numbers, those can be juiced simply by deficit spending, because government spending is a core component of GDP. So the government can go out and sell a bunch of treasury debt at fairly low rates, still, I guess, about 5 for a 10-year, and that's included in GDP. But, One of the ways in which people are really feeling it, Joey, that flows throughout the whole economy is, of course, insurance costs. And that goes to, if you own a home, that component of your mortgage is going up. If you're a renter, that's going to be reflected in your rent increases. If you need health insurance, which we all hope to need or hope not to need, but hope to have, it's going to be reflected in that. It's going to be reflected in all kinds of property insurance rates on the businesses you might be a customer at. I mean, it's really amazing how rapidly and radically, more so than any time in my life, prices on everything have been going up. And of course, there's also a million hidden ways, shrinkflation. I've just been reading about the quality of the physical paper in a physical book. If you go to your local bookshop, you will find that books being put out today are made of inferior paper and ink. You know, the feel of the book and the look of the book is not what it was even 5 or 10 years ago. So, you know, this idea that well, everything's great, that's very Marie Antoinette moment for CNN or MSNBC or whoever's pushing that.
Now, I want to get your sense of, on the State of the Union, not just like the, oh, how do you think so-and-so did necessarily. It's more, I was in Boston. That was my first night in Boston visiting friends. And I was watching the State of the Union and the response by Alabama's own Katie Britt. I admit fully, I was very, very drunk. That's what you do when you're in town and you're not driving around and visiting old drinking buddies. And so I'm just kind of watching it like a dumb fan, I'll put it that way. And the next day, I looked at the reactions, but as I'm looking at the reactions, I walk by the Boston Tea Party reenactments there in the Boston Harbor, and they throw the boxes, the tea crates, over still, but there are ropes and tethers attached, so they, as soon as they throw it over, they immediately pull it back up again. And it hit me that, like, that's what the State of the Union seemed like. That's what the rebuttal seemed like. Seems like we're going through the motions, and at best, it's kind of a charming thing that used to have volume and actual life to it, but now it just seems like all these theater moments in American politics, they just seem so shallow, so paper thin. You think I'm off base on this?
Yeah, it is theatrical because the pundits talk about it even before it happens. They sort of predict what will be in it, and then the speechwriters leak the text, and then, you know, you've got the canned response by the party out of power in the White House. And I would hate to think, Joey, I would hate to think that you are such a cheap date that all Senator Katie Britt has to do is come into the studio there and bat her eyelashes a few times, and all of a sudden you are watching the State of the Union response with, let's say, a less than impartial approach, Joey. I hope that that is not the case.
Well, it took alcohol, too.
But, I mean, look, it is such a show. It's so obvious that, you know, both parties are just absolutely not benign in their approach to this thing. Nobody's worried about the country. They're worried about the partisan spin on the evening. And so I'd really love to see a future president either dispense with it or you know, shorten it. But at this point, it's just something that exists almost for the media, because I don't think the American people are really invested in it in the way that they were maybe when I was a kid.
Now, shifting gears, I don't think I've ever asked this question on air, and certainly not of you, Jeff. And in fact, I'm looking at a video with the sound off of, it looks like Sam Harris is guiding me through a meditation. Do you believe we have free will?
Well, I sure hope so, because we have a pretty big dividing line in this country between people who are in prison and people who are not in prison. You know, most of us hope to stay out of prison. I as far as I know, most of us hope that. And we put a lot of people in there because we assume that they made a conscious or deliberate choice to do something that, you know, made it so that they deserve to have landed in there. So if we don't, we're going to have to do an awful lot of rethinking. Going back to, let's say, Plato and Socrates, because we've based an awful lot of our understanding of the human condition on the fact that we do have this. And look, you know, this is just where the relativism of the second half of the 20th century was going to get us in the 21st. The sort of the postmodern consensus that we don't really have much of a basis for truth claims. And if we don't have much of a basis for truth claims, then what's good and bad? And if we don't have to worry about good and bad, then what is it that people have is free will? We're just sort of animals. You know, I don't think a lot about my dog's free will.
Right.
I guess he could just not chase the ball next time I threw it. but certainly we don't judge, a pet and their actions in the same moral framework that we judge, someone who's been put in prison. So when Sam Harris or any other sort of Twitter pseudo-intellectual, in my opinion anyway, says that free will is an illusion, what they're trying to say is that I am so enlightened and so modern and so smart that I know more than Plato and Socrates knew. And that, good luck running a society where nobody's responsible for their actions.
Yeah, and it seems to be affecting us in so many ways. Earlier, we played a clip of Tucker Carlson. It did an epic rant. Chris Cuomo didn't seem convinced, but about postmodern architecture. And just taking a visit to Boston, I noticed a lot of that. The new buildings are, let's say, bleak. And my buddy happens to be in deep in that industry, say, commercial real estate. And he said, these things in big cities, Boston's not just the only one, these high-rises are becoming ghost towns. I think we're in for a rude awakening here. It hasn't gotten better after COVID. And so if you've built this, you know, 100-story thing that doesn't even look good, I mean, how's your city going to even last?
Well, the commercial real estate bubble, especially in major cities downtown, is going to be a slow but painful unfolding because a lot of that, almost all of that commercial real estate has debt, has leverage that made it possible to be built or acquired by the current owner. And a lot of that debt is coming due, it's maturing. And so they'll be going out for new bank lending at higher interest rates. So a lot of what made the commercial real estate boom happen was that projects made sense with, you know, lower borrowing rates and also much higher occupancies before COVID. So you combine those two factors of having to refinance with at higher interest rates and then having far fewer tenants paying. I mean, I was in, in Pittsburgh. Recently, a city I'm not particularly familiar with, but nonetheless, I was at a downtown city club at lunch on a weekday, and I mean, it was not good, Joey. There was not much life downtown, and you see all these buildings. A lot of them are sort of 20s and 30s. Pittsburgh's pretty interesting architecturally, and you know, you just wonder how radical is this shift away from downtowns. And you know, you can blame it on COVID, I suppose, but you can blame it on work from home. You can blame it on the internet. You know, you can blame it on a lot of things. But, you know, there is, I think, a human desire to have that sort of village or downtown or place where we all meet and walk and have shared spaces. And so I think Tucker Carlson's onto something. It's not just the money. It's also the buildings themselves.
Yeah, and it's just, there were some old buildings that are beautiful, but it's just, so much new is ugly and doesn't seem built to last. It's kind of built to fall down, and maybe that's our values, or maybe that is basement saver money, but something seems rotten at the core of everything, despite, you know, I think everyday people are still trying to make ends meet. Something about our elite, I'll put it that way, that seemed pretty rotten.
Yeah, there's a disconnect. And again, this is larger than any time in my life. There's definitely a disconnect between the wealthiest people in society and everybody else. I don't think it's healthy. I don't think it's particularly capitalist. I think it's a result of the financialization of the economy, making some people richer than they otherwise would be in a true, you know, sort of mom and pop free market, the way we like to think of it. And it's upsetting. You know, there's I think Montgomery, Alabama is a good example of a place that, you know, it struggles to have down by the Biscuit Stadium and some of the little restaurants and bars around there. It struggles to have, you know, more development. It struggles to have neighborhood feel. You know, it struggles with a lot of things. And, you know, if you listen to the political rhetoric, if you watch what people are talking about, whether on, you know, on Twitter and the Washington Post or after the State of the Union, or whatever, they're not talking about, you know, saving Montgomery, Alabama. They're talking about, it just seems like there's a huge disconnect between the concerns of our elites and what's happening on the ground.
Again, folks, we've been talking to Jeff Deist. He is, well, the general counsel these days at Monetary Metals. You can follow him on Twitter, at Jeff Deist, D-E-I-S-T. I'll leave you with this. If you had to recommend alternative voices out there that are online, they're doing commentary, they're doing interviews, who would you recommend to the audience who's trying to get off their addiction to cable news, let's say?
Well, it's tough because there's so much content out there now, so many things, you know, social media follows, so many YouTube and Rumble videos, so many Substack writers. I mean, it's really, it's almost daunting to decide who you might want to spend your time with, because if you're also consuming mainstream media, I mean, it starts to be too much. There's a lot of people I like. I mean, I really like Dan McAdams and Ron Paul. They do a daily, what they call the Liberty Report, at 11 Central on YouTube, which is live, but you can watch it later. And that's what's beautiful about it, because, you know, it's archived. You don't have to watch it at the time. So that's sort of my go-to. I get home at the end of the day, maybe 9, 10 at night, I finally get around to watching the Liberty Report, which is usually about something topical, timely that day. So that's my number one recommendation off the top of my head.
Yeah, and I was going, I'll recommend a few. Tom Woods, Dave Smith, I guess they were just together recently on a show. Y'all look up Tom Woods, and he needs the help on YouTube.
Wow. And, of course, our friend Judge Napolitano.
Oh,
I think his podcast is fantastic about world events, and it's also very short and digestible.
Well, I appreciate the time, as always, Jeff. Let's get together sometime here in Montgomery or Auburn or something like that.
Okay, Eddie, Joey, thank you.
See you, brother.
Again, that's Jeff Deist, good friend of the show, good dude, and I think a very insightful fella. And a biting wit, too. Got to watch out.
He could be one you could add to your list of people to call.
Oh, if I need to be bailed out?
Just saying he's dependable. Right. Not just
there
to
bailed
out.
Don't you bat your eyes at me.
Not necessarily bailed out.
I saw what you're doing. Did you do your lashes today? Hey, we got to hit this break.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible, collecting rent on time and frequent inspections, help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Some views in the afternoon. 272-9228. That's 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. I'm Joey, he's Eddie.
Hey, Joey.
And, you know, I'm just looking over 1819 News, anything new out there. And there's a great write-up by Daniel Taylor. Now, you heard Jeff Dice mention Senator Britt there.
Yeah.
The one part of the reaction to her that just was like, really? Was over the whole idea of children and young girls, but it's children in general, being sex trafficked across the border. And how that was trying to be explained away, because everything in partisan America can be explained away. We're all hypocrites, right? So you don't have to listen to the other guy. But Daniel Taylor has a story out. It's the top of the page there at 1819 News. Ghost Kids. How unaccompanied migrant children get lost in Alabama. Daniel Taylor writes, as the criminal migrant crisis continues at the U.S. southern border, authorities have reported increasing encounters with unaccompanied children. By law, when a solo minor is apprehended crossing the border, they fall under the care of the Office of Refugee Resettlement, which then places the child with a sponsor family somewhere in the United States. However, it's what happens next that has many concerned with the child's well-being. Before I keep going about what happens next, and I guess you can guess from the title Ghost Kids, how did an unaccompanied minor show up in the first place at the border?
After watching that documentary of that was two young men that came over, they were literally white guys that they came over, I couldn't believe how many 5 to 7 to 9-year-olds were just in the group at the group's mercy.
Yeah.
I mean, there were no one in the group's kids. And if it wasn't for a few people, those kids would have got left behind. That group really didn't care.
No. So let's talk about what happens next. They get to the border. We're not even going into the details of what might happen on the journey there. But they get to the border. Family Services of North Alabama Executive Director Sherry, I guess it's Hyatt, H-I-E-T-T, said after a child is placed in a sponsor home, typically with a relative, if they can find one, little to nothing is done to keep track of their location or quality of care, which increases their risk of being mistreated or trafficked. Family Services is located in Marshall County, which has one of the highest populations of unaccompanied minors, second only to Jefferson County. Whenever a child is placed in Marshall County or in any county, only 6.7% of those children have an actual home study done before they're placed. So that in itself is a problem.
Wow.
Sherry Hyde said. They're not on DHR's radar.
No.
They're not on law enforcement's radar. They're placed in these homes. They get about 4 weeks of case management. After the 4 weeks of case management, they're kind of on their own with these sponsor families. The Office of Refugee Resettlement has placed over 700,000 unaccompanied minors in sponsor homes since it began its unaccompanied children program in 2003. After the Homeland Security Act of 2002 shifted the responsibility from the former Immigration and Naturalization Service. Since 2014, the ORR reportedly placed 11,585 migrant children in sponsor homes in Alabama, where the per-year number has seen a significant increase under the Biden administration, nearly at 192% increase over the last 3 years. The annual average of unaccompanied children placements for October 2014 to September 2020 was 728 versus 1,804. Whew. So essentially, long and short of it, because y'all aren't looking at a graph if you're out there on radio land listening, around 2021, the numbers shoot up. It's even higher in 22, comes down a little in 23, but it's still higher than 21. And we're not even into 24, like a few months. And it looks like it's going to break a record again.
Going to keep going.
According to the Office of Refugee Resettlement, in fiscal year 2023, approximately 76% of all unaccompanied migrant children
referred were over 14 years of age, and 61% were boys. Approximately 42% were from Guatemala, 28% from Honduras, 9% from El Salvador, 8% from Mexico, and 13% from other unspecified countries. Hyde said that, unlike traditional foster families, the sponsor homes receive no federal money to house the unaccompanied child immigrants. And though many of the families claim to be related, often that is not.
No, it's not the case.
The case.
You know that.
Hyde said it's common for these children, after their case management time has expired, to be unenrolled from school and virtually disappear. They might come in and say, hey, we're going to unenroll them. They're going back to Guatemala, or they're going to go to this other school or whatever, but there's no follow-up, and a lot of kids go missing. That's why they're called ghost kids. I had said that it's not always the case that these missing kids are being trafficked, but it remains a real concern. As a rape crisis center, Family Services already sees trafficking victims. That's not always happening, but it's not always happening either. The gap there is case management. The number of trafficking victims that we see most in familial trafficking, meaning kids are being rented out by their parents for a hit of drugs or a place to stay or whatever that looks like. She said drug addiction plays heavily into the problem, as Alabama's 4th Congressional District has one of the highest opioid prescription rates in the country. Labor trafficking is also a major concern, given the area's high concentration of Hispanic and Latino immigrants. There's kind of the perfect storm for our area. Marshall County's many chicken processing plants and other industries have made the area a magnet for immigrants, legal or otherwise. In particular, Wayne Farms in the heart of Albertville played a major role in the mass migration of Hispanics in the 1990s, forever changing that small town. More recently, a 2023 report by the New York Times told of how Farm Fresh Foods, a meatpacking plant in Gunnersville, often encountered migrant miners in the hiring process. One of their human resource managers, Charlene Irizarry, told the Times that the two young applicants would sometimes wear heavy makeup or face masks to hide their youth. Hyatt is currently applying for a grant to help provide more services and outreach to trafficked victims and to fund two full-time investigators in Marshall and DeKalb counties so local law enforcement can keep track of the sponsored kids. Marshall County Sheriff Phil Sims said he was unaware of how prevalent the issue was in the state, let alone his county, until an incident at a local school regarding a student's alleged uncle raised some quote-unquote red flags. Sheriff Sims discovered the uncle had seven children in the system he was responsible for, all of whom were supposedly his nephews. This guy had seven nephews in school and were like, no, that don't sound right, Sims said. I think in that case, everything's legit there. He's not really their uncle. He's just a sponsor. Sims said he hasn't seen any confirmed cases of child trafficking in his county, and he wants to keep it that way. I'm not saying that is what is going on. What I'm saying is we have no way of tracking these kids are being cared for. In foster care, there's a mechanism in place through DHR. In this instance, with undocumented children, there's no mechanism in place. It's an opportunity for human trafficking here. Sims referred to a recent sting operation where five suspects were arrested for attempting to meet an underage child. It's a problem everywhere. We focus on Marshall County because that's our jurisdiction, but the majority of those cases come from out of county and one from out of state, the sheriff said. That's typical when you start doing these sting operations. There were a lot more conversations and a lot more hits, just the people didn't show up. Sims said that he hopes to draw attention to this issue and eventually devote more manpower to trafficking and the children's well-being. Tracking the children's well-being once they're placed with sponsors. Covenant Rescue Group, founded by U.S. Navy SEAL Jared Hudson, helped set up the sting in Marshall County as part of a training exercise. He said, regardless of what the current rate of child trafficking or assault is in Alabama, the risk is always highest among unaccompanied minors and those in poverty. A major part of the problem, Hudson said, is the federal government's reluctance to address the issue and, quote, an unwillingness to do the right thing at an administrative level. Hyatt said she, too, was tired of the political infighting surrounding the issue and that she and others on the front lines were being overwhelmed. This is not a red or blue issue. This is a child issue. We're not going to get involved in the political aspect of it because we're on the front lines dealing with the effects of these parties fighting. In December 2023, U.S. Senators Tommy Tuberville and Katie Britt signed a letter along with several other lawmakers demanding the Office of Refugee Resettlement enact stricter sponsor vetting processes. ORR does not even consider a sponsor's criminal record, current illegal drug use, history of abuse or neglect, or other child welfare concerns necessarily disqualifying to potential sponsorship. In effect, ORR accepts a sponsor's representation almost entirely on face value, the letter stated. In a press release issued on March the 1st, ORR said, quote, sponsors are required to undergo background checks and complete a sponsor assessment process that identifies risk factors and other potential safety concerns. However, not every sponsor receives a home study.
Couple questions.
Yeah.
And I know you don't know the answer. I'm just posing it out there.
Sure.
These people get paid for sponsoring these kids. When they take them out of school, where does that check go?
Right.
See, that's what really ticks me off. Oh, we don't have a clue. Yes, you do. The answers are in front of you. You just have to get out from that desk you got in front of you and go do some work. Somebody in here, they know. And it's a scam. It's an open scam. And why? Here's another thing. Why don't we just assume they're being trafficked? Because, let's all be honest with each other. That's what's happening to probably 80% of these kids. Instead, we're sticking our head in the sand, hoping our leader is going to do something about it. All our leadership has done is screwed us. Now they've got a whole new generation of illegals that they can really screw over. Why are we looking for our leadership to fix this? I don't know. We need to be looking to elect new leaders. Hold these jerks accountable. That's all they're doing. And I don't care who it is. They're all, if you're not fighting it, then you're in on it. Why hasn't the governor of Alabama come out and said, hey, this is something happening in Alabama. We're going to get take care of it. We're going to at least look into it. No, they put their head in the sand because everyone's making money off of it.
Well, I appreciate the write-up by Daniel Taylor. If you want to read this for yourself, again, it's at the top of the page there at 1819 News. Ghost Kids, unaccompanied migrant children get lost in Alabama, 272-9228. Again, this part of the program brought to you by Dylan Rings, and Josh and Leslie Ryder there just do fantastic work. Again, you are running out of time for the great 50% off sale they're doing there at Dylan Rings in celebration of Josh Ryder's 50th birthday. So you can get 50% off on 50% of the inventory there at Dylan Rings for 50% of the month of March. That means this thing's done on Saturday. They're also going to be closed there at Dylan Rings next week for some renovations, make the place look even better. It already is beautiful, but it could always be a little more beautiful. And, of course, there at Dylan Rings, they are a full-service jewelry shop from repairs to appraisals, spa treatments, resizings. They really do it all there at Dylan Rings. So check them out today. You can always go to dylanrings.com, but I really encourage you to stop by that showroom, 119 Brown Springs Road, right here in Montgomery, just off of Atlanta Highway. I always think of it where the old fun zone used to be. I can still see the platform.
Yeah.
It brings back memories when I was in high school.
Ooh. Smelly kids.
Yeah, dude.
Tell you, really opened up my world with that.
Yeah, they're not, like, especially when you got to strap kids into the rock wall or something.
A little sweaty.
Hey, how about this? Let's go to Ray Bowles.
Okay.
From Prattville Carpet. We're doing it early for a reason, folks. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
Good, Josh. Let me stop what I'm doing right now. I'm going to walk out back so I can concentrate.
Okay.
Some exciting, something really fun we're going to do for the community.
Okay.
And this is for the community now. This is not a Prattville thing, a Montgomery thing, a Wetumpka thing. This is for everybody around us. Okay, so there was a food chain, Cowabunga, in Prattville.
Right.
That did a little contest for fun that was a cash cow. And if you were able to find the cow and turn it in, you received the prize. And they would give out a clue once every 3 days.
Okay.
Well, they're tired. They did this for 3 or 4 times, and they're exhausted. They're like, hey, they reached out to several businesses to see if anybody would pick it up. And I said, you know what? My girls love this thing. They are all about it. Morgan, I call Morgan at So text me at 10:30. Dad, I'm so-and-so. I'm like, go home before you get kidnapped. So we're going to pick this up.
Okay.
Morgan is going to run it. The way this contest works, guy, is going to be like this. One clue every 3 days is going to be dropped.
Okay.
Either on our Facebook page or on our website. They're going to rotate back and forth. I'm not over this, so I don't know anything about it. I don't know where it is, so please don't ask me. The guys don't know. Nobody in the store knows. Now, one thing is if you work for Prime Carpet or you are a family member of Prime Carpet, unless you are Ray Bowles, you are disqualified from the contest.
Hold on. Ray Bowles, that's you, Ray. You can win the contest?
$1,000, I ought to have a shot.
So go over the.
I don't know where it is.
Go over the way the game works again. The clues are going to be dropped. How often and where?
Okay, on our Facebook page and on our website.
Okay,
we're going to drop one clue every 3 days.
Okay,
and the way the clue reads, it's a scripture verse.
Okay,
and there's going to be something in that verse that relates to where that troll is. It's a little troll. Because I absolutely hate trolls, so we're doing the troll build, and we're calling it Mohawk money.
Mohawk
and whoever finds
money.
It, we're going to give you $1,000.
So me, right. Me and Joey?
$1,000.
Are me and Joey eligible for this?
No,
just
Eddie.
Checking.
Y'all are totally, totally eligible.
Eddie,
what are you doing? Come on, Joey.
Eddie.
Yeah, I'm not talking a gift card to Prattville Carpet like
you're cash money.
Floor. We're talking, I'm going to write you a check to your
okay?
name for $1,000.
Joey!
To make this really fun. Because let's make it. Face it, most 16-year-old kids don't want floors.
This is true.
It is.
This is very true.
It is true.
And we're trying to do something for the community, for the entire community, to go out and have a really good time. I will tell you this, it will be in Prattville somewhere.
Okay.
Okay? That's the only hint I'm going to give you. It's going to be in this town somewhere. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of fun doing this. So we'll be talking about it over the next few weeks. I would say if you're not on our Facebook page, go ahead and go over and hit that friend button.
Be a good idea.
And so that way you can get ready for it. It's going to start not this week, not Monday, but the following Monday is when we're going to start ours.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Well,
not this coming Monday, but the following Monday.
And you still sell carpet and flooring too, right?
We do. So call us. 285-8117. Matter of fact, Dave Mills is sitting here right now dropping my rugs off. I sent off the hat pound. I'm glad to see thee.
Nice.
Again, folks, that number, 285-8117. And when you call 285-8117, be sure to tell him you heard Ray dropping hints on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea, Ray. I think this is awesome. Y'all
it's
taking this up.
It's going to be so much fun, y'all.
It is.
All right. Have a great day.
You too, Ray. Thank you, brother.
Wow.
Joey. It's $1,000.
Why don't you just...
$1,000.
Hold your horses.
You have that much money?
You're a child.
You could just turn away.
You're like little...
You're Donald Trump
little
all of a sudden.
Should I get you a balloon? Little balloon
if
boy?
If it's got $1,000 in it, yeah, give me that balloon. Preferably all in 20s. A few fives.
You're a grown-ass man. You can make your money a different way.
Or we can go find it. Just saying. We know it's within the city of Prattville.
No, this is for children.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man.
I miss that part.
Adults can play too, but it's like, it's not for you.
He said specifically.
He was being nice.
He might have been.
We got to hit this break.
All right.
We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. When you call the professionals at Clark with plumbing needs, you can count on quality service, flexible appointments, and affordable pricing. For more information, visit clarkcomfort.com. Better call Clark, 277-2125. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. One more nice dry day today before the storm system approaches that'll bring rain back into our forecast. Today, though, some high cloudiness, but a good bit of sunshine and warm for March with a high temperature up near 80. We're dry through the evening hours tonight, but the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms begin in the overnight hours. Then rain and storms become more likely on Friday and Friday night. The front will stall, and that'll keep the risk of showers and maybe a couple of thunderstorms in the forecast Saturday with a better chance on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, from the moment we pick up the phone, you will hear the difference. We are passionate about what we do. To us, you're not just another applicant. When you call on us, you are trusting that we have your best interest at heart, and we do. We treat our customers like family, and that's why our customers turn into family, coming back to us time and time again. We know you have many options when it comes to mortgage financing, and we appreciate the opportunity to earn your business. We are excited to hear from you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our passion is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Hey, Randy, tell me about those hot chicks I've been hearing about.
Now, Tammy, I don't know any since we got married.
No, Randy, the baby chicks.
Oh, yeah, we're getting Rhode Island Reds, Americanas, Buff Orpingtons, and about six other different varieties.
Plus ducks, turkeys, geese, and guineas.
Hey, and raising chickens is a great family project.
And you get to look forward to fresh eggs.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and pick up your hot chicks today.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99. And that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
This is Matt Woodham with Woodham Southside Firestone. As a businessman, you need to watch your advertising dollar. We've been using Blue Water Broadcasting for many years. Blue Water Broadcasting is the biggest bang for your buck. Blue Water Broadcasting and Woodham Southside Firestone, great combination.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Mow like a pro with Hustler Turf zero-turn mowers. They engineer their mowers to be maintenance and service-friendly for the everyday homeowner while not sacrificing the build and cut quality they're known for. From the heavy-duty frame to the welded steel deck to their trademark smooth track steering, Hustler Turf zero-turn mowers deliver professional-grade cut quality for a perfectly manicured lawn. Why don't you stop by and see Dietzville Ace Hardware? See the Hustler difference for yourself today. Dietzville Ace Hardware on US 31 just north of Prattville, or Google Dietzville Ace Hardware for more information.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views. Only a few few shopping minutes left before happy hour with Greg Budell. And did we learn anything today?
Yeah, I learned some things about VA loans from our dear friend Madeline.
We learned about that.
I kind of schooled you guys on where the whole Randy thing came from. I think I overshared a little bit.
Randy. Randy.
Yeah. And, you know, that's really what I'm walking away with today.
We learned that Jeff dies to hopes we have free will.
I love Jeff.
Yeah, good guy.
He's a good guy, man. Solid dude.
And, you know, he does not hesitate to call me out.
Well, I love that. That's another reason I love the guy.
I'm nice to everybody, man. Because if you read my writing in particular, I'm kind of like saying we're all screwed.
Yeah.
So I have to be nice to people individually.
Whatever makes you feel better, Joey. Okay.
No, seriously. Come on. Whatever. I think it's funny.
Okay. I'll go with you on that. Mm-hmm. It's humorous. It's a tale of two Joeys.
Yeah, one thing it is a lot of fun, actually. Like, these politicians, bunch of corrupt bastards. Hey, how you doing?
Right. Man, I really like him.
And Democrat. Well, you got to remember they're people, too, man. Like, everybody's got, you know, that side of them.
That's the big disconnect that I see. I mean, I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, or whatever. When you sit down with someone and accept them as a person, those kind of labels go out. Now, you still can disagree.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what?
I do.
I don't go, that dumb Democrat. And he's got Democrat thinking, or she's got Republican thinking. So I just think, man, that person doesn't think like me. And it's not so bad. Honestly, it's not that bad. Now, if they try to implement some of their stuff around me, I have an issue with that.
Might raise a little hell.
Right. But
now, one thing we learned today, and we'll see if it's true in the coming days, but we haven't talked about it on air yet.
No.
RFK Jr. He's got to pick a vice presidential candidate.
Oh, that's right.
A running mate.
That's right.
And the word is, he's going with the former Green Bay Packers. I guess he had what? He didn't even play for the Jets. He was on the Jets, but he got hurt, right?
For like a day.
Yeah. But Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
And like Aaron Rodgers came out today with this big like statement on the Sandy Hook shooting, how he believes it's real. It was a tragedy. Anybody suggested he said anything otherwise, he's just lying and bad.
Yeah,
and I'm like, it sounds like a guy is about to be picked to be vice president.
I forget who his name, Pat something McAfee or something. He used to be a kicker. He's got a great show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's the one who said, called Aaron and said, hey, you know they want to pick you for VP. And Aaron's like, oh, I'm in the middle of an ayahuasca trip right now. Call me back later. He let it out. Pat let it out on the show. He's like, when I told him, he said, I'm in the middle of an ayahuasca trip. We'll talk later.
Wow.
So,
well, you know, RFK Jr. has done every drug under the sun.
That's what I'm wondering. Is that part of the process of how he vets his VPs? Yeah, I need you to go do ayahuasca.
No, I think it's a good policy. Every person running for president, vice president, has to go to Peru, be one with the goddess, and get to know themselves better.
There's the low budget one now that they do in California, where they bring Peru to California. Mm-hmm. They run into some problems, believe it or not.
Yeah. Well, there is this old clip, I think it's of Gore Vidal talking to, who was the governor of Moonbeam? The California guy. Jerry something?
Jerry, had a nice tan, cannot think of his name. I want to say Jerry Brown, but it's not Jerry Brown.
No, it's Jerry Brown.
It is?
Yeah.
I just remember his tan.
And I think Jerry Brown and Vidal were both running for Senate.
Okay.
And Vidal's just running to make a statement, he didn't expect to win. And he at one debate, he's like, Jerry, you need to take a sabbatical, go to India or something, get to know yourself and the world a little better. And Jerry Brown did that.
Oh, wow.
And he came back and became governor.
So well, there you go.
Maybe there's something to this, but that's California.
Wow.
So. I guess in Alabama, it'd be like, you need to take some time off, do some hunting, do some fishing.
You're right. Do a little noodling.
All right. Get to read the good book.
Right.
Right.
Then you can run.
Yeah.
That's about right, I think, Joey.
And on that note, that odd note, we got to hit this break.
All right.
Because happy hour, well, they're up next. Y'all stay tuned. Greg and Rosie should be having some fun.
That's right.